Hey guys, welcome back to the In My Room podcast with Grace and Aaliyah. I am Aaliyah.
And I'm Grace.
And this week we have two special guests. Two of them. We've got Austin.
Hi.
There you go. And Lil.
Hi.
And we're going to be starting this new little segment called
Am I the Asshole?
And it's going to be kind of a spin off of JK News, if you guys watch them. They do a little segment called Am I the Asshole, too.
Yeah.
From the Reddit.
Subreddit.
The subreddit, yeah. Am I the Asshole? And we're going to be... We haven't read this article yet, so...
No, none of us have, so...
Let's get into it.
Am I the asshole for betting on my aunt in an MMA fight? Okay, so my mom, who's 33, and my aunt, 34, have been doing MMA recreationally.
There you go.
Since before I was born, and me and my cousin have been going to their matches since I was 7. Recently, their gyms are holding a big MMA bash where the best fighters from both gyms in each division are gonna have a match. My mom and aunt are both the highest ranked amateur fighters for their gyms and their divisions. Their gyms often have betting systems, which are friendly and generally small amounts. Just as a pretext, my mom and aunt talked us over, and they both agreed that they didn't want to pull out of the match because they're sisters. Now I've been watching both my aunt and mom fight since I was a kid, and I've only ever seen my aunt lose by judge decision a couple times. However, I have seen my mom get knocked out. However, I've seen my mom get knocked out and submitted several times. It's always sad for me to watch, but my mom and dad used to counsel me. No, console me. Sorry. Console me. And now I can handle myself. My aunt, however, is really good at submitting her own opponents. Now the betting booths open up 5 days before the matches, and while they're anonymous, we get given a slip to show who we've bet on, so that I bet on my aunt making my mom tap out, which I know sounds bad, but these are two people I should be able to be honest with. It never meant I wanted my aunt to beat my mom. I was just betting. Anyway, the match went forward last night, and my aunt did beat mom with a submission in the second round. Mom was obviously a bit miffed. My mom was a bit miffed. They're British.
Oh.
My mom was a bit miffed by that. But we all supported her, including Aunt. However, today when I went to collect my earnings, I came back with a lot more money than I had entered. And my mom found out that I betted against her. She was heartbroken. And hasn't spoken to me since. My brother called me an asshole for betting against our mom, and I said I should have supported her. Her aunt is just a really great fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is just not as good as her, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it just, like, smart of this person
if you're betting money in, and you could be potentially losing a lot of money, mm-hmm. or gaining a lot of money, then why wouldn't you want to gain money instead of lose money?
Yeah.
And if her aunt was already, like, a good fighter, then, like... Why wouldn't you want to bet on your aunt if your aunt has already more wins than your mom has?
Yeah.
That's just good business.
Or you could have just, like, not bet at all.
What? I gotta speak louder?
Yes!
Betting on her mom would have been like betting on a horse with two legs. It literally doesn't make sense. Why would you bet on something you know it's gonna lose?
Yeah. I would have been betting on my aunt. I don't care if money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if you already know who's gonna win the fight, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Exactly, because that's just...
And I think her mom is just a little bit butthurt on it.
Yeah, but I get why.
Yeah, I get why. Like, it makes sense why she's hurt about it, but again, if her aunt, like, is a really good fighter, then, and she wins a bunch, then why wouldn't you bet on your aunt, who you know is going to win, if you're putting money in on it?
Yeah.
If you're going to bet, you should probably bet for the winner.
Yeah. Right.
I think...
And...
Oh, I think I would just... If my... One of my parents was butthurt that I bet against them, I'd talk to them the way they do when I do sports.
Should have done better.
You should... You know, if you practice a little bit harder, you could have gotten an uppercut and won. But you know what? I'm getting money, and you lost. So...
Yeah.
Reddit says that they're not the asshole.
And I think yeah, I agree with that.
Did they hear me that time or no?
Speak up.
My whisper is louder than you.
I can't tell if it hears me or not. I'm going to just speak like this from now on.
Yeah, see, now, there you go.
That works.
Every time it's supposed to be Austin's turn to talk in the recording, it's just going to be silent.
It's just going to be quiet.
Just...
No, like, you can literally see on this, like, the waves that his are, like, way lower than everybody else's.
You just have to turn up the volume. Yes,
it is your fault.
Yes, it is.
Talk louder.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think?
What are your opinions on this?
We all put something in.
I don't think that you're the asshole for voting on the winner. That's just good business. I'm still quiet, aren't I?
Yeah.
I have a question. So... Your grandpa had horses and races.
Yeah.
So let's say you went to go bet. Obviously, I know most of
Bud's horse.
Horses won.
Yeah. Well, but like there. I mean, he had good horses. He had bad horses.
How would he? Would you still vote for his no matter what? Like, would you bet on his no matter what, or would you go for one that you know is gonna win?
Well, at the races, I really wouldn't know like who else was racing. If he had a horse in the Kentucky Derby and I knew that horse wasn't, like, Kentucky Derby worthy,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have done anything. Because if I didn't think he was going to be, like, the winner, I don't think I would bet at all. Because my family would bet on his horses just because he had a really good horse. You know, his last horse was pretty good. I think it all has to do on, like, the skill level. And you kind of just have to make that decision on your own if you're going to... You know, if you're going to be nice or if you're going to be smart.
Being nice doesn't get you money, though.
No.
Mm-mm.
Getting money gets you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But now her mom isn't talking to her.
How long has it been? Did you say? It just says since then. What if it's yeah. like been like 5 years?
Well, God. This is from 2 days ago. So, I don't really know.
It's only been like 5 minutes since they stopped talking.
I think that her mom's just being a little sensitive about it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that necessary for her mom to be that sensitive because it was just a fight. And, it was just a fight. That's not your whole family. That, like, your whole family dynamic isn't going to change because of that one fight that you had.
Yeah.
It was just one time, and now that your daughter knows that she's hurt you by that, like, with that, then she won't do that again, obviously.
Yeah.
I would. You get money.
Is she mad at... Like, is the mom mad at the aunt for beating her?
No.
Because if she isn't, then why would she be mad at... That makes no sense to me.
And she was fighting her sister. Like, obviously,
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
No.
Like, obviously not. Like, I understand the situation that happened. Like, where they didn't mean for it to be like that, but... Fighting your sister in general and, like, that type of situation, I don't think would be a very good idea at all.
No, because it could pose issues like that.
And have family bet.
Yeah, like...
I would bet on my family. Because I know who would win.
Yeah.
So I'd just, like, get money. What if the kid needed money? So they purposefully bet on the one that would bet.
Yeah,
like, and the mom should have known she was going to lose.
I think the mom should just understand that her sister is a better fighter. Obviously, people are going to want to bet on her.
I've gotten into the mood for, like, listen, you're just wasting time. Wasting time by being like,
well, you didn't bet on me.
Well, that sucks you off.
Nobody bets on me.
It's just like when you say something and someone's like, don't say that. It's too late. I already said it.
Yeah.
So, it's literally too late. She already bet. She got the money.
Mm-hmm.
The fight's over. Just get over it.
But the brother thinks that they're the asshole.
The brother?
He's
just dumb.
Hit the brother with a car.
I would have hit him.
Hit him with a baseball bat that you can buy with that new money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably, he's just mad he didn't get money because he bet on the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're an asshole because you got more money than me. All right, wait, hold on. It's your mom against your aunt. Who are you betting on?
Oh. It depends on which aunt, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because my mom only has one sister, so this is easy.
My mom doesn't have any sisters. I just have... it's a very weird dynamic.
And Jenna.
Jenna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, between my mom and Aunt Jenna, they're both alcoholics.
They got a different kind of drink.
Yeah. I think my mom talks a lot of crap. Like, she talks a big game, just like I do. And, she would never fight anyone. She could not fight anyone. And Jenna, I think, could take someone down easily. And so I'm gonna bet on Aunt Jenna.
Austin, next one.
Well, my aunt has a couple hundred pounds on my mom, so.
So that one's pretty obvious.
No brainer.
I think yours is hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which aunt are you doing?
Well, let's look at Emily.
Okay, that's one I was thinking too, but.
But even, no matter who it is, I don't really know.
Because your family isn't, like, a fighting.
No.
They also aren't, like, a threatening type of.
No.
They don't talk big games, so.
No, they don't.
They.
Yeah, no. Yours is hard.
The most that we do is, like, we talk bad about people, but, you know, it's never like, oh, I'm gonna fight them, or like, oh, I totally wouldn't fight against them.
Yes, you know, that's where our families differ.
Like, I couldn't even imagine those two fighting.
Yeah, like, I don't talk like that, but, like, my family does, and so, like,
yeah.
Me and my family talk like that, but if I'm going up against, well, if I have to bet on either my mom or her sister, my mom's sister is built like me to where she's taller and bigger, but my mom has anger issues like me. And my mom talks big game. I think I'd bet on my mom. She's scary.
I think
she would take out my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she's not letting her little sister take her down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even my uncles who also have a couple of hundred pounds on my mom, I think she'd take them down too. And I'm betting on my mom no matter what instance.
Yeah. Like, my mom, she has a very big attitude, and she can cut a bitch with that attitude, but I don't think she could ever fight someone, ever. She would just lose automatically. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be my little sister, and my mom would lose. So, I'm definitely going with any aunt that I have.
My mom's game is too big. I think I'd have to.
My family's game is non-existent. So, I have...
It's not there.
No, it's not. I don't know where I get my aggressiveness from then, because...
I think it's your dad's family.
Yeah, I think I was going to say, it's your dad's side.
Yeah.
You have a judge for a grandpa. It's that good judgment coming through where you're like, I could take him.
That instinct,
yeah.
So I was thinking my dad's sisters, if they were to fight, they're both, well, Mary would win.
Aunt Mary would kick ass.
Yeah. She would.
Yeah.
She's got swimmers and runners like body. She can.
Yeah. She runs marathons. She's a triathlete, you know.
Yes. Uncle Bill in the background, cheering. Holding up the stacks of money that he's betting too. He's like, yeah. That's your Aunt Mary.
All right.
So we're going to be doing another article because JK News episodes are usually like 20 minutes.
Because they go off. And
yeah.
I don't know. They're very opinionated.
Mm-hmm. They have more experiences than we do.
Yeah, you know, Joe's a drug dealer.
Yeah. He's got stories galore. Yeah. He's a crazy man,
but
though.
Also talking about to play piano.
Yeah. Before, I wish my dad would have taught me how to play guitar before he left. My dad knows how to play the guitar.
The only thing my dad could tell me is, you're trying to drive a tractor trailer.
Am I the asshole for telling my stepfather he needs to focus on his parenting?
Okay, this one's sound. You can definitely tell that I upvoted that one. Because I go through that.
Am I the asshole for telling my stepfather he needs to focus on his parenting? My 25-year-old stepfather married to my 45-year-old... my... Oh, no, they're 25. Okay, okay, oh, okay.
That's what I was confused
about. Yeah.
I was like, what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, me 42 too.
42 when I was 10.
Yeah. Okay, so my stepfather married my mother when I was 10. He lacks emotional control and growing up as the oldest child of a young single mom made me more productive than I should have been at that age. This led to many fights between my mother and father. I never allowed him to yell at my mother or sister. This led to many fights between my mother and father. I never allowed him to yell at my mother or sister and stood between him spanking my brother. After I left for my first year of college, a lot of things went wrong. CPS, my mother lost custody of my sister and they separated temporarily. I never got all the details, but it was about my little brother. My mother is back with my stepfather, but he has completely stepped back from parenting. I dislike him as a person, but he truly is a complete...
A complete lose on any other ways to parent. That makes no sense.
No.
Maybe so this person he just basically doesn't know how to parent.
Yeah. Okay. My little brother is fairly typical for a kid with an absent parent present.
Do you need me to read it?
Yes.
Alright. My little brother is fairly typical for a kid with an absent but present father. He lies, he steals, he's been expelled from school multiple times. He's been suspended most years. I have a son who is 4, and we rarely visit my family. When we do, my stepfather can only comment on how my son is going to grow up too soft and gay because I'm not raising him like a little boy. I rarely punish my son, and he's overall a great kid. He's very polite and extremely calm, but my stepfather has a problem with how he talks back. My son will call anyone if they're going to do something, and don't. It's a simple, but you just said. My son responds well to any change of situation as long as you take time to explain. Because I said so. It's just something I never say. And yes, I run out of reason, so he hears I don't know a lot. We can tell. we can tell. My stepfather has a very weird homophobic problem with my son being possibly gay. It comes up in nearly every conversation we have. This year I decided to visit for Christmas. My mother and siblings have been begging us to. My stepfather told my son he'd read to him after he's finished with a movie. After the movie, my son grabs his book and asks my stepfather if he was ready. It didn't go well. After my stepfather told him he didn't want to read, my son reminded him he said he would after the movie and that the movie is over. Of course, he defaulted to yelling at my son for questioning him. My son stormed off crying and yelled back, "Why are you being mean to me?" My stepfather went to yell at my son for screaming, and we went back to our old ways. I began telling him that he isn't allowed to yell at my son for any reason, and he told me my shit parenting would make the boy soft. I asked him if he was so great at parenting, why can't his son stay in school? This upset my mother. He said my brother has issues that are outside of their control. He has ADD and he's getting suspended because of his lack of attention. I'm the asshole for allowing my step out of a place, a child place in question an adult.
That makes no sense.
No. My brother is completely unbothered and just laughed. My sister is just upset that I upset my mother. I don't know if I'm the asshole here. I'm not sure if I overreacted because of my distrust for my stepfather. First of all, your spelling isn't that great, but I'm not going to clock you for it. I wish I would, but I'm not.
I'm not going to because you're going through a situation right now.
Yeah.
If it was any other situation, I feel like I would clock you for that, but you seem very traumatized. So,
quit bleaching.
question is serial. That stepfather sucks.
That stepfather, yeah, he's not good.
He's gonna be too gay because you're reading him books.
It's like, well, you guys never
and
read her anymore.
People with that mentality are very toxic.
Mm-hmm. I'd give him about a 0 out of 10 on the stepdad scale.
Yeah.
I've never had a stepdad. I've had a close to stepmom, which I think was kind of similar.
Yeah.
In ways to that person. She sucked.
I don't know, man. I am a...
My stepdad has a lot of issues. It's just not those.
Just different types.
They're different types of issues. What I'm wondering is if your stepdad was openly, quote-unquote, abusive to your siblings and to you, why in the world would your mother get back with him? It said that they broke up. But then why would she get back together with him if he, like, emotionally abused her kids? I think that is very bad call on the mother's part.
I think that this person should cut all contact with their parents but keep in contact with the siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Because then they can reach out to siblings and be like, oh, you want me to come pick you up or something? Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'll have you, it's fine.
There needs to be a discussion, like a civil one at some point, I feel, that she can get all of her issues out and explain to them how they hurt her, abused her, or whatever, and let them know that, like, hurt you, so they can get it out in the open, like, she's not happy.
Yeah.
Or just... stop bringing your kid over there. If they treat your kid like that, then why would you bring your kid over there?
And your kid can survive without a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there so many people, their grandparents die before they're born anyway, so it's not like they don't, a lot of them, in this case, it will not affect him whatsoever, because it's not like he relies on his grandfather.
How old
was he?
No, he was on the younger side.
Yeah, he was younger.
Yeah, my grandfather died when I was 4.
So
it's because it's not anything with the... I don't know, it's not like losing a parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't have a dad anymore. It's like, no, you just don't have a grandpa.
Sorry about it.
Yeah. I have multiple grandpas.
You have 10 sets of grandparents.
Literally.
How does that even happen?
I'll explain it later.
That's a later story. I'm
gonna
get 0.
You got grandma.
You have a grandma.
Yeah.
I want grandpas.
Oh. Yeah. I have a lot of those too.
Biologically one, and then a second one for fun.
I got 2, that's it.
But also, again, I have issues. I would resort to violence. I would hit him. She's, what, 25? She can leave.
Yeah.
She's probably married. She has a child. She might be married. She might not. Who knows? But she can literally just hit him, pack up. Or pack up before. Pack everything up, get ready to leave. Hit him, and then go.
But the way I'm thinking is she can leave the whole hitting part out and just go.
That's true.
It's not a necessary
But
step.
If she wants to leave an impact, maybe the hit will help that. But I don't think it's necessary.
You could use your words, cuss him out.
Yeah.
I've had to do that a couple times.
Yeah.
Cuss him out, and then leave. Like, you don't need to hit him. You can hit him in the heart with your words.
Mm, but they should be yelling at both parents.
Yeah, with both of them. Yeah.
Mother's a problem, too, because she's letting all of this happen. Because I obviously can't yell at my ex-stepmom anymore. They're not together. But I can yell at my dad for it, which is what I do, because he deserves it. And it lets him know.
Yeah, I make my dad feel guilty about mine.
Exactly.
Every time I see my dad, it's like, you made me go to therapy. You messed me up forever.
How did
you
handle that?
He goes, I know you did. I know I did. He's kind of, he's...
He accepts it.
Like, it's something to accept.
Yeah.
My dad's just like, well, why do you think you need to go to therapy? I was like, it's not a thing. It's a no, dude.
And then all of my grandparents are like, Leah, you need to go back to therapy. But then my mom's like, you are fine. I was like, okay, I guess I'm fine.
My therapist was like, yeah, you need to be here.
But my problem in therapy is I lie to my therapist.
I do too.
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Yep. No, nothing bad happened today. Nope, just got kicked out by my stepdad. For one day.
Because well, your parents love each other.
Yeah, your parents love each other and you.
Well, yeah, like, you have a stepdad, right?
Not really a stepdad, oh. Yeah.
I thought you did.
You did.
Oh. I thought I heard Allison mention it once or something.
Well, my mom's dating someone. Oh. I don't consider him a stepdad.
No, okay, yeah. Then, never mind. Because I was like, well, I don't know. Your mom might have remarried nice. Who knows, man? Parents need to realize that what they do really does have an impact on their children.
Yeah.
Exactly. It really is annoying when they don't think that.
Yeah.
Like, my sister and her husband will literally make race jokes when they have a black daughter. Yeah. And I'm like, just wait until she grows up, because Olivia and I are going to take her and teach her real things and not stupid things. I'm just saying, like, for real, they don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes to the school. Sorry about it. Even in the elementary schools, it'll probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it happen. Well,
You've heard somebody say the N-word in elementary school?
You have to realize we went to different ones. I went to the worst one.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody say the N-word.
Neither did I. Oh. We went to a small school, too.
Yeah, I definitely heard it. Yeah. I heard everything.
Kid knows that word.
But if they're hearing that word at home, maybe there's a possibility that they're...
Well, yeah, it's always the kids with, like, the racist...
Obviously.
Parents.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, like, still...
And yeah, I'm, like, actively trying to teach the twins, like, equality.
Yeah.
Like, anything's okay. Like, and the other day, my little sister said, I don't want a girlfriend. I'm a boyfriend. I'm a girl. I was like, you can have whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend. She goes, yeah, but I like boys, Yaya. Okay.
I do that with my niece, but then Frozen comes on, and she's like, look, it's Twist Off. Look at how cute he is. And she'll get so close to the TV and be like, look at him. I love him. Look at you.
And
I'm like, I can see it.
And my little sister always is like, Yeah. I want you some picture to my boyfriends. I want you some pictures to Austin. I want you to send picture of me to Austin. I was like, he doesn't want that. He goes, yeah, he does, because he's my boyfriend. I love him, yeah. And I was like, no, you don't.
Made in heaven.
Oh, the yeah.
Heart
a little bit of 12-year age difference.
That's a bit much.
Ah. She's 4 years old.
Four.
She's four.
I hate when people are like, well, think about it. When you're older, it's not weird. No, it's still weird.
No, it's still weird. Still
there
weird.
Was 12 years in between my dad and my ex-stepmom.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, what the hell? She is...
Nope.
No, thank you, sir. Oh, I don't think that person's an asshole. They're an asshole when it comes to spelling.
No, and I think that they can improve in some ways, like, getting the hell out of that situation, but...
If they're grown,
and, like, why would you want to have your kid around that? But anyway, that's not my place. I'm not a parent.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
This has been the Memory Podcast with Grace and Leah.
Are you doing our outro music well? You didn't do our regular outro.
I've been Grace.
I've been Aaliyah. And this has been the In My Room Podcast.